So you know that I'm at least 30. Okay? Now, that Bible is falling to bits. The cover's all broken on it. And nobody give me anything for it, okay? It's all falling to bits. It's no good. But it was the first Bible that I had with a black leather, not real leather, but that's what I thought it was, a black leather cover. I used to see everybody in church with their nice Bibles with their lovely black leather covers, and I wanted one like that. That was the first Bible I had with a lovely black leather cover. And so it was precious to me for two reasons. For one reason, because my mum and dad gave it to me. So two things my mum and dad gave to me. Very kind, weren't they? Now what have you got there? This? No. But it's a book, isn't it? It's a book. Now, if I can just hold it up, everybody can see. It's a book for a quiz by Charles Dickens. Okay? Now then, if I look inside, it says in here that it was printed in 1874. Not great box, how old is it? and there was a man who lived in Bamalek. Is anyone used to Bamalek here? Mr. Bamalek? Right. At the one end of the town of Bamalek, there's a big statue of a man. His name was Thomas Charles, and he was a Welsh minister in Bamalek, and he was really keen to get some translations of God's word into Welsh. And he worked hard for people to be able to have their Bible in the Welsh language. Now, Mary Jones lived 25 miles away from Bamalek, and she so loved God's word and so valued it. Travel 2 miles regularly to a local farmer who had a Bible, a Welsh Bible. She could read it each time she went and learn it off by heart. That's the only way she could do it. I mean, we could just go and pick it up like this, can't we? And read it whenever we want to. She had to learn it off by heart. And she decided that she was going to save up to buy her own Bible. And that was all she wanted. Now, if I said to you, what is your most precious possession? What's the thing that you most want, or that you have got and is your most precious possession? What would you say? A Bible. Pardon? Pardon? A dog. Right, that's your most precious possession. Pardon? Computer. Lots of things, aren't there, that we really like, really enjoy, and we want more than anything else. But what Mary Jones wanted more than anything else was her own copy of God's Word that she could read anytime she wanted, and that was her very own. And for 6 years, she saved up every penny she could. She used to do jobs for people, she'd run errands, she'd do shopping, she'd do cleaning, she'd do anything she could for 6 whole years. Out of school time, in her spare time, and she had a little box next to her wardrobe, and she put into it the odd, well, they were farthings then, and pennies. Much less than the little half she used to have. Tiny little coins like that, that's what she would get for her work. And she saved for 6 whole years until she was 16. And then she reckoned she got enough money to go and buy a Bible wherever she goes. There were no shops in her village, there were no shops in the local village next to her where she went to school where they sold Bibles. We can go to Oldfield, Wrexham, or wherever and buy a Bible, no problem. There was nowhere she could find a Bible. The minister in the village, or in the village that she went to school in, told her of Thomas Charles in Bamalek. He was a man trying to get Bibles for people. So she decided she would go to Bamalek. How did she get there? The thing is, it was 1800 now, the year 1800. How did she get there? By foot, right answer straight away. The only way she could get there was to walk 25 miles to Bamalek to get her Bible. So she did. She'd only got one pair of shoes. They were very special to her because they were the only pair she got. So she didn't wear them because she didn't want to wear them out walking 25 miles. So she took her shoes with her to put on when she got there. And she walked barefoot 25 miles under the mountains and hills from her village to Bamalek. And she went and met a man there to take care of her and his family overnight, and took her to Thomas Charles' house early in the morning, knocked on the door, and she let in. And Thomas Charles said, "What do you want?" And she said, "I want a Bible. Here's my money. I want a Bible." Thomas Charles said, "Well, sorry, I haven't got any yet. Don't have a few printed. Been able to get them printed in London, and they were all either sold or promised. Can you just think she takes 6 years to save up for 25 miles and couldn't get the Bible? What do you do with it? in the Bible. That's what she did. She cried and she cried. And Thomas Charles was so moved by her faithfulness and her sadness of not being able to get the Bible, that he actually found one for me. I don't know whether he promised to somebody else or had to find one for somebody else, but he could not walk with her. But he gave her a Bible. And she went home proud. Right, but it teaches us that, doesn't it? how we can be saved and how we can go to heaven. Right. You know why I think God's word is precious? Because it tells me about His hate in the universe. Guess who that is? Jesus. Now, I just want to finish off. Now, we've been very good, we've worked very hard, there are lots of things this morning. All about God's word, the Bible. But I want you to remember that it's a treasure, a very precious treasure, because it is God's word, but more so because it tells us about Jesus. Now, let's just have a little look at some of these things.
Friend to have, but a friend never, ever changes.
right, if you just take the first bit of that, say he's right, he's always right. He never makes mistakes. How often do you make mistakes? Even mums and dads make mistakes sometimes, don't they? Yes, I'm a dad, I make mistakes, I know. We all make mistakes. But Jesus never ever makes mistakes. Never ever does anything which is wrong. Because he is holy. Because he is perfect. So he's always right, righteous. Right, what have we got here? Eternal. Ask him to forgive you for all your sins, give your life God, one of the provisions, that God is real. He tells us when we're doing wrong, we know, and we need to ask His forgiveness for all the wrong things that we have done. Give our lives to Him and ask Him to take control of our lives. I want to thank you very much for listening to me, and I hope you'll think about how precious God's Word is. We've been taught a lot about God's Word, and to know how precious it is, and to remember He loves us, and He wants us as His children, and He wants us to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that all who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. I'm going to heaven one day. I wonder who I'll see up here with me. Not because I'm good or better than anybody else, but because Jesus died for me. He took all my sins, all my guilt, and sins away. So that means that one day I'll be able to see Him in heaven. And there surely is a heaven. And there surely is a hell as well. Because just at the end of that meeting that we have, it talks about one day Jesus sorted everybody out before His judgment throne and condemning some to hell, but inviting others to heaven to be with Him for all eternity. I hope that with me, you will be the one invited to heaven for all eternity. You don't have to be grown up to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. As young as you are now, that's the best time, and a good time in your life.